Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord, and today I'm joined by Jo Ingalls. She's with the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau. Thanks for being here.
Great to be here.
There's been a lot of movement this week on redistricting, and I just want to recap for a moment. In September, Ohio Republicans approved a new congressional district map. Democrats weren't happy with that, saying it was gerrymandering. And so they started a petition drive to put a referendum on next year's ballot. Now, for one, this has implications on the primaries for Republicans. Can you explain that a little bit?
If we go into the March primary, as we have in the past, the filing deadlines are on December 7th. So that means that the map has to be in place, and these congressional candidates need to know what district they need to file in. They can't go filing for a district that doesn't exist. So that's why it's important to have the map in place if we want to have that March primary. But now the legislature has moved that primary back to June for at least the congressional and the presidential races, the federal races, to give another 90-day window on the filing dates. So as it stands right now, there will be a primary in March in Ohio, but that will be for every race that's not federal. And the federal races, that would be congressional and the presidential, will be in June.
So this week, Republicans in Ohio have been trying to pass another redistricting map. What's different, and particularly with Montgomery and Clark counties?
Well, this map, they have not passed it. Let's be clear. They've been talking to Democrats behind closed doors, and they've been trying to make a map that they can get enough Democrats to back so that they can get an emergency clause. If they can get this emergency clause in the next couple of weeks, they can still get ahead of that federal filing deadline, and they can move the primary back to March, and all the primaries will, for all the offices would be in March. And that's ideally what they would like to do. So they've created this map, and they've had Democrats working on it, but they can't get enough Democrats to support it. They need 7. While they've made some changes that some of the Democrats like a little bit, they don't like it enough that they want to vote for it. And one of the changes down in your area, Montgomery County, is now whole on this new map. One congressional member would represent Montgomery County. Also in Clark County, one congressional member would represent Clark County. It's not split up as much. The communities stay together more on this newly proposed map. But let's remember, this newly proposed map has not passed. It does not have votes. What Democrats are pushing for, they say this is still a 12-4 split. They say that the Republicans still have way too much leeway on this map, that it's skewed to their advantage, and they want to make sure, the Democrats want to make sure that it's more competitive.
There's been mounting frustration surrounding this issue. Here's Democratic Representative Bob Hagan speaking on the House floor this week.
I'm left wondering what the hell we're doing down here. In my district, Mr. Speaker, we lead the nation in the poverty rate, 49, almost 50%. And we've introduced legislation that brings us down here that does nothing to put people to work, to bring people out of poverty, to take care of health care. Don't interrupt me. This is about the Constitution and my ability and right to speak. So don't you dare interrupt me.
Oh, yeah. This has definitely drawn some emotion. We got to remember that this week the legislature was not supposed to be here. And they were hastily called back in on Wednesday. The speaker called a session for Thursday. The lawmakers came in. And a lot of news reports at that time and a lot of the people who were involved thought that a deal had been reached. But going into it, there was never an indication that I got that there was a settlement. And on Thursday morning, Speaker Batchelder gathered reporters in his office, and he indeed said there was not a settlement. So what ended up happening was a technical vote on the floor that did not have a vote actually on this map. And so a lot of the people who are down here are really frustrated that, you know, they came in and there really has been no change. It's still negotiate, 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 and they want it done.
So what's the next step going to be?
Well, the next step is they're still negotiating. We've got the speaker and we've got the Republican leaders negotiating with the Democrats and especially the Democratic Black Caucus leaders. Now, the one thing to remember here, there are a couple possibilities. If they were to pass this new map, what could happen is there could be a referendum on the new map as well. Another possibility is they get these maps tied up with so many strings that a court could step in. and a court could decide the map. And you know, everyone's saying they don't want that. So right now, they're still in the negotiating mode, and I think that's where it's going to continue for a while.
I've been speaking with Joe Ingles from the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.